Scripture lesson for today comes from the Revelation of St. John, chapter 4. In this passage, the author, St. John of the Apocalypse, is in a trance, and these are the words he hears in his dream. You will notice that George Friedrich Handel borrowed this vocabulary for his Messiah piece, especially that piece called Worthy is the Lamb. John writes, "Day and night without ceasing, the creatures of God sing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come. You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. An Alabama priest once invited Barbara Brown Taylor to speak to his parish, and when she asked him, "What do you want me to speak about?" he said, "Tell us what's saving your life right now." According to Dr. Taylor, one of the things that is saving her life right now is reverence. Reverence, she says, is that recognition that there is something in the world that is larger than human beings and beyond human creation and control. Now, God, of course, meets that criteria, but so do birth, death, sex, nature, truth, wisdom, and power. Also, night skies, oceans, thunderstorms, grizzly bears, earthquakes, and rain-swollen rivers. We know instinctively that reverence is one of the things that is saving our life right now. We know what's good for us. We know what makes us thrive and flourish, because every day as we make our way on our daily rounds, we encounter these swollen, grotesque, vainglorious egos scowling at us from our screens, reverencing nothing and respecting no one. And we know instinctively that that's exactly what we don't want to be. It's ironic, right? In order to live large, in order to reach up to the full stature of our towering humanity, we have to admit, we have to gather in a place like this once a week to admit that we are small, contingent, unnecessary creatures living only by the grace of that crafty wizard who threw 100 billion galaxies against vast eons of emptiness. And so once in a while, we gather to hear something like George Friedrich Handel's Dettingen Te Deum, a staggering paean to the matchless majesty of God, God's self, that luminous, deep being of lofty light, as Dante puts it. The ancient Christian hymn, Te Deum, we've been singing this for 1,600 years since it came down to us in the 4th century. Think about that, the same way for 1,600 years. In a far from exhaustive list, Wikipedia mentions 37 prominent composers who have set Te Deum to musical settings, including Britten, Dvorak, Haydn, Holst, Mendelssohn, Mozart, Part, Rutter, and Verdi, even Puccini. You know this if you're an opera aficionado. You have encountered the end, the conclusion to Act One of Tosca, which is set in a church. It's a Te Deum. Puccini, Tosca. Maestro Handel wrote 5 settings of Te Deum all by himself, including this one from 1743, which was written in celebration of a great English victory over the French by the English and their allies. And so Lisa and Unju and choristers and musicians, thank you for enlarging and enriching our sense of reverence. What's saving my life right now? Reverence, the Te Deum itself, is saving my life right now. Now, maybe that's not literally true. Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. If I'd never heard a Te Deum in my life, I'd still be here, right? And yet, if I'd never heard a Te Deum in my life, my existence would be smaller, thinner, paler, duller, and flatter. But because they sing and they play, I can let my small light shine on the world like a moon, which borrows her sheen from that greater light, the luminous deep being of lofty light. And so maybe it's true of you as well. Maybe reverence is saving your life right now. Listen to these words. Listen to these words. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep me this day without sin. O Lord, in thee have I trusted. Let me never be confounded. The last words of the Te Deum, never be confounded.